Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Judge Barrett's well-known stances on marriage equality, trans equality, and other issues represent a serious risk to our civil rights.
That's Jim Obergefell, plaintiff in the landmark Obergefell versus Hodges Supreme Court case that cleared the way for same-sex marriage in 2015. Yesterday, he joined the defendant, Rick Hodges, a lifelong Republican, to oppose the Supreme Court confirmation of Trump nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett ahead of the GOP-led Senate Judiciary Committee vote tomorrow, with a full Senate vote expected soon after. Here's Hodges.
I, along with 70% of Americans, fully support marriage equality.
It's one of a number of issues civil rights groups are concerned about if Barrett is confirmed, making a 6-3 conservative majority. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito recently signaled that they would like to overturn the Obergefell ruling. Some GOP senators are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit the number of justices on the Supreme Court to 9, saying they're barring so-called court packing. Law professor Brian Leiter at University of Chicago says the GOP has already packed the court.
When they denied Merrick Garland even a hearing, President Obama's nominee, they were violating longstanding norms governing appointments to the Supreme Court in order to gain partisan advantage.
Senate Democrats are weighing boycotting Thursday's committee vote, forcing Republicans to either postpone or break committee rules that require Democrats there for official business. President Trump and his allies charge, without basis, that former VP Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris plan to add more justices. Biden says he'll make his position known before November 3rd.
Trump and Pence, when they talk about packing the court, they've already packed the court, so that's not the issue. What they're really saying to their voters is the Democrats may undo our packing.
Over 13 million absentee ballots have already been returned from more than 50 million requests, according to the United States Elections Project. But in 10 battleground states, first-class mail delivery time is down nearly 8% after Trump administration operational changes first ordered this summer, then rescinded. Some changes can't be reversed in time, like mail sorting machines that were dismantled. That uncertainty is especially concerning for states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia, which don't accept ballots received after Election Day.
Protecting the post office is key to making sure our voting system works.
Sylvia Albert with Common Cause says we can't make voters have to choose between their health and right to vote. Recent polls show government response to the coronavirus at record low approval. Comparing Trump's senior support in 2016 to now, AARP's John Hishta notes Trump led people 65 plus then by close to 10%. Recent polls show Biden has a narrow lead now among older voters.
I do think it's a direct result of their nervousness around the COVID pandemic, as well as their own health and things like that.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks to Laura Rosbrow-Tellum, and thanks for listening.